Certain letter from Van Gogh is connected to a painting from Van Gogh, unless you are think that they, their problem is only their problem, and they don't need to share with anyone else, and no one else understands what they do and how they do it. It's very difficult to find people talking to each other inside your classroom. This is why we go to conferences. So what happens in a typical museum? What did you have? The museum in the middle. You typically have a collection management system, which is the software to buy, you develop it, or you buy from it, or accept it, or you just use it to do something with it. Then you have your library archive, the property management. Then on top of that, we need to publish information on the web, so you have another system, another something that you need to learn, or something that you need to start using. Then you need to collect donations, you need to sell them, this program. You also need to sell products or banks. You have friends and support that you need to cater for, you know where they are. You need to manage social media more and more, user-generated content. All of these pictures are populated with more products that you add to the picture. And at some point, after you add all of these products to the picture, you know, then you have stuff all over the place. So your databases could be, you have a digital automatic system where you probably have your whole your images and documents, but it's very difficult to integrate those with other stuff. And then you have pictures and documents and databases all over the place. So you get someone else to come in and build what's called an integration layer. And what an integration layer does is it makes some or all of these products, so your tenant can start sharing data. And maybe your list of people is the same across the board instead of being different. The problem is that as soon as you change one of the applications, the integration layer breaks. Why? Because we are used to have what we call a black box approach. A black box is you don't know what's going on. You're given a product and you use it. And you're told to use that product and it does its job, it does what it's supposed to do, it does what it wants to do. That makes us, I'm a vendor, that makes us right. That makes me very happy because it can save stuff. And that makes another category, which is the system integrator, also very happy because they can sell you lab services. In the meantime, you know, the money or the ability to pay for it. But if you look inside the box, what do you really have? So assume that this is what you need to manage, this is the processes that you need to manage in your organization. So you have collection management, collection archival library, you have media recordings, you need to present and publish information, you have to manage files and images and so on, and increasingly you have to keep your copy of user content. So let's take one level. What is an information management system? An information management system is typically made of one part which is information, another part which is authorities, another part which is activities, processes. What are they? Well, a collection management system will manage objects. Your authorities will be people, location, thesaurus, and vocabulary, and so on. And your activities will be acquisition, loans, exhibition, transport, and so on. So you buy a collection management system, manage all of this. But then also you often have an archive. So what do? You buy an archive management system. And oddly enough, the stuff that you need to manage is the same. Has a different structure. I'm not saying it's exactly the same. It has a different structure, but in principle, you have to manage the same information, authorities, or activities. And you have people inside your archive, so you have one record of an artist in your collection management system, and you have one record of an artist in your archive management system. But they're not the same. One of the two has a wrong date of birth. Which one is it? Impossible. That's something completely different. So you have your web management system. And again, you will need to manage pages, events, stories, maps, and so on. You need to tag it, you need to show venues, and you have activities. Again, more information, more redundancies, more out-of-date stuff goes through your organization. And if you need an image, it's in a cloud management system, and you want it in your archive management system, you need to download it and re-upload it. It's all disconnected. What we discovered is in essence, software is a database to information and workflows that has controlled access. So you can configure the database to what you need it to. You don't need to have multiple software. You can have, think of the simplest database that you have is Microsoft Excel. How much you can do with Excel? So because you are comfortable configuring it, but you don't configure it. You simply use it the way you need it. So you can calculate the emergency payment, you can calculate the salary, you can do whatever you want because you want to do it. Or this. So the question that goes through my mind when I talk to museum is, what is a museum in the 21st century? Is it really a series of disconnected departments and people that all work in our little parish, in our little room, we never talk to one another? Because to me that has no future. Because more and more these conferences should be the catalyst to provoke more interaction with people. And you know, on top that happens, so we get it done, so we have to sustain that. To me, a museum is a group of people that really work together, really passionate about sharing information and sharing stuff. So what is about software? About software to me is one which is designed to solve only one problem in a rigid and isolated way. And often, a collection of systems is designed for a very large museum. Now, this is a very large museum. Some of you will work in small museums. We don't have the same needs. One of the leading software was designed for the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. I built the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. I was there for a day and a half and built a third of it. It's impossible to see all, you know. So good software, to me, is a framework which is designed to solve multiple problems because it's flexible and it's easy to integrate. It has communication with other systems. So what do you want from your software? So when you actually go out to tell them what you want configurability, you want flexibility, you want general access, and you want, don't forget that, you want a fantastic interface. Fantastic interface. If you were to book your holiday on most collections management systems that you use, would you be able to do it without training? Can you imagine? EasyJet sending out, or VA sending out a manual to book a flight. Now, in my opinion, having your management collection management or whatever management software you have, that should not need training. Shouldn't need it. Because if you need training, it means it's bad for the training. So, if you were to go away with only one idea from the presentation today, this is the one that I would like you to go away with. Stop thinking of your software as a problem and start thinking of your software in terms of process. Because if you think of your software with whatever management system, collection, archival, library, anything you want, as a product, this is what you end up with. You don't need to know what it does. This is very much, I like Apple and we only work with Apple, but this is very much the Apple mentality. You don't need to know it works. It works. Now, this does a lot of stuff. So there's a lot of things that in video presentation of my content. It's possible to do a lot of stuff with it. So even Apple is releasing some of your information. But this is what you end up with, because this is a product. So you have one need, you buy a product. You have one need, you buy a car. You have another need, you buy another car. Never mind the fact you don't have two garages. You have one garage, you buy two cars. Where do you put the second car? If you think of it in terms of process, this is what software does essentially. It has a database, it has a logic, and it has an interface. So by exposing logic and data and making it visible and making it configurable, you will discover that actually you can reduce the number of software products that you need because you can actually manage more in one place. It's going to take time to get there and some organizations start thinking in this way, but it takes time and it's scary because basically you need to think about what you do and not being told by a vendor what you need to do. Okay. conduct